Proclamation number 6306 of 8th of July, 1955. Union of the soul with the spirit. When the human being's soul unites with its spirit, when it therefore leaves the guidance to it, the human being cannot go wrong, and all his thinking, wanting and acting will now be rightly directed. But when does the soul unite with its spirit? This is the moment when the human being learns to believe in a God and Creator whose creature he is himself out of innermost conviction, and when he has the desire to enter into contact with this recognized God. When his thoughts are turned towards him and he inwardly desires to enter into a relationship with him which is pleasing to God. When he positively attunes himself towards God, then he will be seized by the divine within himself. The spirit slumbering in him will guide him from that moment on, and he will feel inwardly urged to live according to God's will. He will ignite love within himself, because this is already the working of the spirit in the human being, and because the spirit can now also express itself noticeably, because the human being gives him the right to do so through his way of life and love. Thus, the first sign of a spirit awakened to life is the working of love, for the spirit determines the soul. The thinking, feeling and willing in the human being. And it can certainly be said of a loving person that his soul has united with the spirit. And then the human being will also live a spiritual life alongside his earthly life. Then his thoughts will not only be concerned with the world and earthly things, then he will often mentally dwell in the kingdom where he seeks God. He will deal with questions which lie outside of earthly knowledge, and he will then, as it were, pose these questions to the spirit working within him, which will also answer them, even though the human being only imagines himself to be mentally active. The desire to be in right relationship with God irrevocably results in the unification of his soul with the spirit. And this desire will certainly be granted to him, for it is a spiritual request which the human being sends to the Creator of the universe, which is heard and which is always granted, because it is the human being's purpose of life in the first place to enter into right relationship with him. But then the spirit will completely take over the human being's guidance, and then he will also safely reach his aim. The divine in the human being will always express itself when his thoughts seriously take the path to God, for then God himself will also work on him through his spirit, and every thought turned towards him is a step upwards, and if this thought is consciously pursued by the human being sending a prayer to his God and Creator of eternity, then God will also soon reveal himself to him as Father, for prayer is the bridge which establishes a connection from the human being to God. But then the human being will be in the best of care, for the essential deity will take hold of him and affect him through the spirit so that he will increasingly narrow the gap between himself and God. For the spirit will constantly push towards the Father spirit, and the human being's desire to come closer to God will grow ever greater until it is fulfilled in complete union with him through love, which now fills the human being's nature because the eternal love itself is active in him. Amen.